Today is Thursday, May 15th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Bring Flowers to Someone Day. It's also Peace Officers Memorial Day, National Nylon Stocking Day. Do you remember when your mom and your sister and your grandma, and possibly even that drag queen you know down the street, wore nylon stockings? Is that still a thing? I don't know that. It may be coming back into fashion, but I know there was a period of time where stockings were out. But now, you know, bell bottoms and, I don't know, other older fashions are coming back into style. What, dad jeans or mom jeans, whatever they call them? So I don't know. Nylon stockings may come back in. Or maybe they're already back in. I don't think I've ever worn a nylon stocking. It's also National Chocolate Chip Day. So there you go. I did buy some chocolate chip cookies when we grocery shopped this week. And so why don't we look at that? Oh, I don't, you know what? My phone. Oh, it's right here. So let's just look and see what I bought at the grocery store, at the L grocery store. let's just have a look and see what I bought. It was a little bit of a lighter grocery, I think. Looks like they were out of something. One of the problems with getting delivery, I bought cilantro. And oh my god, they gave me the nastiest bunch of cilantro that was just brown leaves and all this kind of... I'm not going to be able to use it, but I can't return it. I could return it, but how do you prove that the cilantro didn't go bad in your refrigerator or something like that? I don't know. It's just... I could even start a return in the app, but it's cilantro. It was like a dollar. I don't even know if it's... I'm not sure. I bought a white onion. I bought some Orville Redenbacher's Original Premium White Popcorn because when I'm hungry for a snack, that's a low cal... A little bit of... Pop some popcorn. I just bought a bowl that was, I don't know, $5 at Walmart or something. That is a microwave popcorn bowl. You just put the kernels in the bottom of the bowl, put the lid on it, put it in there for like 2 minutes, and boom. You have popcorn. No oil needed, no butter, no nothing. And then I take that butter, I can't believe it's not butter spray. It's probably margarine, so it's probably really bad for me. But I take that spray anyway, and I put it on there. And a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, maybe a little garlic powder. And I have some 150, 200 calorie or less popcorn. Very good. I bought some Mission White corn tortillas, street taco size. Because I don't know, doesn't that make you feel a little bit better when you're eating? When you eat the tiny, Mark and I both like tiny food. I really like hors d'oeuvre size food. So those street taco size tacos, and you could have six of them or something. You feel like you're getting more food and you get one little taco at a time. It's cute. McCormick Original Taco Seasoning Mix, because we've been using McCormick mixes since I was growing up. And then I bought Tate's chocolate chip cookies, but I also got the mint chocolate chip cookies. So there you go. So we can celebrate Chocolate Chip Day easily. I bought Classico Roasted Garlic Spaghetti Sauce, Ruffles Sour Cream and Onion Potato Chips, Tostitos bite-sized tortilla chips, because I'm going to do Mexican one day this week. That's why I got the street taco size corn tortillas. And you got to have some chips. If you're having Mexican, you have to have some chips with it. You just have to. Chips and salsa. Ballpark white hot dog buns, King's Hawaiian Original Hawaiian Rolls, 12 count, Coke Zero, Diet Mountain Dew. A couple of fresh limes for our street tacos that we're going to have probably tonight, probably Thursday night. Fresh red bell pepper, some garlic stir-in paste, keeps me from having to peel and shuck and clove and whatever the word is that you use. Crush, peel, all that stuff that you got to do to garlic. Some New York Bakery real garlic toast frozen, some Great Value garlic bread sticks, honeysuckle white 97% fat-free turkey, and then cilantro. And it was not good. I spent $85.28, and I don't get a senior discount, so there you go. That's how much I spent, and that was the groceries for the week, so that wasn't horrible. That was a pretty... I didn't buy much meat because I already had meat in the refrigerator that I didn't use last week. And so there was not much meat to be bought. All right, so what have I been doing? We don't have any contact, so there's nothing to do there. I did get a couple of more things done. So I went to I had a psychiatrist appointment. Is it a psychiatrist? I never remember. I had an appointment with my drug prescribing therapist, and we met for a good 20 minutes. Normally my calls with her are like 5 minutes. She says, "How are you doing?" I tell her, I pretty much prescribe my own medicine at this point because I say, well, we should go up a little bit on this. I'm telling her what I think we should do at this point. But because I had a, you know, we're still in that period of time where we're trying to tune my medication to make me feel the way I want to feel or the way I think I should feel, whatever. And it's just taking a long time to get it right. But I had a period of time where I doubled something because she told me that I could play around with dosages within reason. She told me what the limits were for the couple of things that I was taking and stuff like that. She said, you can try. If you feel like you need to go up a little bit, you can do that. And we're meeting once a month, so I'm not going to kill myself regardless. But I had upped one of them, and I had this real period of, oh, I'm feeling so focused, and I'm having a lot of creative ideas, and I'm getting a lot of stuff done, and, you know, that's the whole period where we were able to complete our yards and stuff, and I created podcastmaps.com that January, February-ish time frame, March, and then I went back down because she changed companies and I had not called yet to make an appointment. And I started feeling not as good again. And so I told her, I said, this is what I did, you know, while you were changing companies or whatever. I said, but I think we need to go a little bit higher because it was almost there, but it wasn't quite where I wanted to be. And she said, oh, no problem. Here, you can take a 5 milligram tablet. So anyway, had that, got that taken care of, knocked that out because needed to do that. And also needed to schedule the guy to come and walk the yard with us and look at the design to give us a quote for how much it would be. You know, when he could do it, when his company could do the work, and how much it would cost, basically, to do the backyard. And we have to decide what we're going to do. Although, I've pretty much decided that the most of the planting Mark and I can do, maybe this is a bad decision, but I feel like most of the planting Mark and I can do. So what I'd really like to pay for is all the hardscaping, the deck, any concrete work, the pergola over the deck, and then all the paths and gravel laying and the shed and installing the garden, raised garden beds, and putting in the large trees. The other stuff, the planting, oh, well, they would need to dig the flower beds for us and put the dirt in, put the soil in and all that. But after they're done, the planting, and maybe that won't save us much money, but I was thinking the planting we could do in our own sweet time, like however long we want it to take. So, and even the trees, actually, we could have, because we have a local company that has so many trees, and they have peach and apple trees for $35. So they're not expensive at all. And they'll come and they will come and, depending on how much money you spend, they may charge a fee, but they will come and actually plant the trees for you. So we could even do something like that for the trees. But anyway, so we're going to hopefully see him on Saturday and start that process. And then we've got to apply for a home equity loan. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.